Send a movie idea.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here are very simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where all of the profits will be used to fund the host's efforts to become impossibly beautiful, investing all of our time and money into looks maxing. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ooh into mewing, and across from me is John Harris, a man who, despite covering it with a frankly disgusting beard, has one of the best jawlines in Hertfordshire. Hi, John.
Hello, mate. I'm terrified to discover what's below this now that I've committed to a beard.
When was the last time you had a good look?
I don't think I've been clean shaven since before I could grow facial hair, but a long time I was stubbly rather than beard. I'm in proper beard territory.
You've been fully committed to the beard for a good few years now, haven't you?
Yeah. If you're a man and you want to get complimented by other men, grow a big beard. That's my advice to you.
See, my relationship with my beard is much more transient. You know, it comes and it goes. Sometimes I've got a beard. Sometimes I'm clean shaven. It's very much more vibe based to me. There's very little commitment as to the state of my facial hair will be in at any one time. If you shaved your beard off, there's a good chance that your kids would never speak to you again or understand who you were.
Well, there are videos online, aren't there, of dads shaving their beards or mustaches and the kids. It does really freak a child out to do something like that.
Yeah. So that's it now. You're locked in.
And I'm fine with
that. Not until your youngest child is 18 can you shave again. It has been disastrous for our Harry's sponsorship of this podcast, John. They offered you £1 million to shave your beard off and you simply refused.
I said, I'll do the head. They didn't want the head. They wanted the beard.
They didn't reply.
They said, that's where the money is. If you were to go to like a formal event, Joel, would you shave especially or would you go, no, I'll do a suit and a beard?
I've been known to do a suit and a beard. I wouldn't shave especially for the formal event. I would definitely trim and tidy, but it depends entirely on where in the cycle of my beard the formal event lands. You know, again, like I say, I'm not, it's the beard, it comes and goes. I don't really know if I have any real say into it. I reach a point, John, where I'm like, that's enough of being clean shaven, and then the beard appears, and then a few weeks, months later, I think I'm kind of sick of this beard, and then I just shave it off and I don't really think too much deeply about it. Wait. That and I am on the run from the law.
I remember there was a moment where you were you'd seen a picture of you from a while back where you were clean shaven and you're like, oh God, I look so youthful. So then you shaved your beard, but then you realised that you know, your face is still old under the beard.
There's no avoiding that. There's been another time where I had a big beard and I looked at myself in the mirror. I think it might have been like New Year's Day. And I was just felt disgusted by myself. And I shaved my beard off in the hope that would... But obviously, I was just hungover and fat from Christmas.
I love that.
I just thought that you are hideous. What's the most immediate thing I can do to change my appearance? Well, obviously shave the beard.
That's so good. You know, you should have just had a salad, mate. That would have made you feel a bit.
I should have just had a salad. It would have done. Oh, no, dear. The beard is the only way. Anyway, let's do some film ideas, John. How about this one from Tony? Predator. Arnie is Thor. And he takes on an alien in the jungle. Now, if they'd been making Marvel movies in the 80s, if the MCU had existed, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger is Thor, right?
100%. He's absolutely the sort of obvious choice. Apart from, who's the guy in one of the Rocky films the blonde massive dude.
Sylvester Stallone. Oh, whoever who plays Ivan Drago.
Yes.
That guy.
Depending on the budget, it would have been Arnie. And if Arnie had said no, then that guy.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. He definitely would have been there, been second choice. You're right. Oh, that's quite a fun idea. If they were making MCU movies in the 80s, who would have got what? Because then, like, your Michael J. Fox is definitely Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, 100. Easy. That's easy.
There's a world where, yeah, that's easy casting. That's what they'd say. Oh, man, that's quite... I'm kind of into that. That sounds like something we could definitely open up to the people listening. Your dream 80s casting of Marvel movies.
Unfortunately, in the AI hellhole that we live, I believe I've seen people like do mock-ups of MCU in the 80s.
Yeah. And it's also quite difficult. I was thinking then, like, oh, Harrison Ford, definitely. But he's going to be in the actual MCU.
He is. He's going to be in Captain America 4.
And have they managed to get Ryan Gosling to play some character no one's ever heard of? Is that true? Or is that just wild internet rumors?
Oh, there was a rumor he was going to play Sentry, who's like a Superman, an evil Superman sort of vibe. But I don't know if that's true.
Oh.
And he's in an interview said that he would like to play Ghost Rider, who is a bit more of a famous character.
But is Ghost Rider only really a famous character because he was in a massive movie flop starring Nicolas Cage? Or is Ghost Rider a thing?
It's hard to sort of to separate those things, isn't it?
Because, like, was Iron Man how big was Iron Man a thing before the Iron Man film? That's quite often a thing that's brought up, isn't it?
I mean, you still can't get Iron Man kids' pajamas. I don't think he, even though they're massive, those films, I still don't think he crosses over in the same way. It's still Batman, Spider-Man, the Hulk, actually, a fair bit. And then I think back in the late 90s, it would have been some of the X-Men. So Wolverine would have been one of the big boys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Interesting. So there's not real cut through there. It's interesting. If you're an actor of Ryan Gosling level and there's money on the table to be in the MCU, which I imagine is difficult for anyone to turn down. It's the sort of movie money that only exists there. But there's also, like, not a load of roles left. A load of the big guys have been cast. So how do you justify having Ryan Gosling in your film? And maybe even now, is Ryan Gosling in a position where he's like, I don't really want to do 8 Marvel movies, but the only way you can do 8 Marvel movies is if you play a big dude, right?
It's complicated. I for some reason I know that they used to have, like, retainer style contracts with the likes of Chris Evans and Hemsworth and Downey Jr. Whereas now they just get them on for one film at a time, which is much more risky for them because they could just stop doing the films. In terms of big characters, well, for one thing, like, Angelina Jolie played a random character in The Eternals who no one had really heard of as a superhero.
Oh, yeah, before. Shit. But yeah, maybe that's... So I'd just love to know what they're promised. You know, like, was Angelina Jolie told, well, you're going to be in Eternals 2, you're going to become central to the MCU. But then if the film flops, that's obviously just never going to happen, right?
Yeah, because the MCU has the power, right?
Isn't the whole... Who else is in The Eternals? What's his name? Kumail
Nanjiani.
Yeah, he got, like, super buff to be in that film.
Yeah,
and is he ever going to use that buff body in a film again?
Well, he still is sort of big, isn't he? Like, he's still a big dude.
Yeah, he is. So what's the vibe with his career now? It's strange. It feels like he sort of left the comedy stuff. Was probably hoping he would become enormous superhero guy, and now, you know, hasn't done very much since.
I've definitely seen an interview since. Where he's like, sort of said that it was pretty hurtful, and yeah, he thought, because at that point when they made The Eternals,
it's devastating.
It was like the MCU doesn't miss, right? Like, at worst it's Ant-Man, right? Yeah. Like, it just doesn't miss. And so then, yeah, when I think it was, like, really hurtful to those people involved, because they just thought, hello, we've made it.
I think I tried to watch The Eternals on a plane, but that's not a testament to its quality.
I don't think The Eternals is that bad, and I think Kumail Nanjiani in particular is very good in it, but it is what it is. In terms of, like, the Predator, the Predator's a very sort of ingenuitive and sort of scary creature. But I think Thor would take him down pretty quick.
Would he? Well, I'll be honest, John. I've never seen a single piece of Predator media.
Well, it's like he can go invisible, right?
Yeah, but he's way more than that, isn't he? He's the ultimate Predator.
Yeah. Maybe
that's
I'm being
his
mean.
His whole vibe.
I actually, do you know what?
I think you're being quite harsh on the Predator. Have you seen a single minute of Predator media?
No.
I'm talking about the film Predator, the film Alien versus Predator, and also that one Prey.
Yeah, I do want to watch Prey. Apparently it's very good.
Yeah, people are into Prey, aren't they?
So
there's another one coming where it's, like, set in feudal Japan or something? Or I don't know. I think there might I think they might have stumbled upon something there and they're like, oh, we could just put a predator anywhere.
Yeah.
Just have a predator in it. Oh, Roman Empire, just stick a predator in it. It's, I think it's a pretty good idea.
It feels quite Dream Factory-esque to just be like, put predator in a moment in history, but in a way that I absolutely rate and think is completely fair enough.
Put yeah. Predator on the Titanic.
Apologies to the Predator fans. I do feel like if we had a substantial subset of listeners who cared about Predator, I'd probably be getting hate mail for claiming that Thor could take him down easily.
There's a lot of Predator fans listening to this thinking, you idiots. And also people that are probably suggesting we should just watch the film Predator. Maybe we will. John, give me another film idea.
What about this one from Alex? Killers of the Howard Moon, the long-lost episode of The Mighty Boosh, directed by Scorsese.
Yes. I was deeply, deeply, deeply obsessed with The Mighty Boosh when it was coming out. I reckon 2007 to 9, 10 was probably the peak of the Boosh mania.
Yes.
I loved it so much. I don't know if it's really not stood the test of time in terms of like there being anything particularly problematic with it, but like has it stood the test of time in terms of being like a touchstone comedy that people think about and reference and talk about? I don't know that it has.
No, I agree. Like it doesn't seem to have the same sort of... Like, The League of Gentlemen's a similar era, and I think people talk about them and that show more than they would talk about the Boosh now.
Yeah, or what were the massive shows around 2007-ish? Probably, like, The In-Betweeners?
I think The In-Betweeners might be a little bit later. Maybe I'm wrong. What I do remember about The Mighty Boosh was the second series was available to download off the BBC, and it was, like, the first sort of bit of television I downloaded onto my computer. That sort of...
Very
where
good. Very cool.
In that time. I loved The Mighty Boosh as well. Killers of the Howard Moon. I mean, a murder mystery where Julian Barrett's character is murdered and Noel Fielding has to go and sort of investigate with weird, wonderful,
really
wacky
good.
Characters.
I also like the idea of like, look, Olivia Colman, incredible actor and was obviously known to British people predominantly for Peep Show and then has become like mainstay in Hollywood. When will the same fate befall Julian Barrett? That's what we're all thinking.
Yeah, so Julian Barrett, he did a great film. I can't think what it was called.
He did a show with Olivia Colman.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Flowers. Really yes, good. Yes. Written by the guy. Oh my God, this is so bad. Written by the guy who was in the White Lotus series too. I should know his name.
Yes. And Julian Barrett, are you talking about that weird police investigations film? The like, what is that film called?
Something Hoof or something, isn't it?
Mindhorn.
Mindhorn, not Hoof Pardon? Horn. Not Mindhorn. Hoof Horn.
Really, Hoofhorn really loved Mindhorn. Julian Barrett is also in the latest series of Extraordinary. He's very funny in that. It's like a therapist character. He's fucking great, and I always get really excited when he appears in stuff. It would be phenomenal for him to become somebody's muse and to appear in loads of big Hollywood stuff. I would be over the moon.
The nature of my job means that at random times I will be in the presence of sort of varying level of celebrity, and I. For a tenuous reason, the place I worked at hosted a party that Julian Barrett attended, and that was definitely the most excited I've ever been to be in the presence of someone of note.
Amazing. That is fantastic. Hilariously, it looks like he may have got his big American break this year, John, as he is going to star in the Paramount Plus original series streaming on April the 26th alongside Idris Elba in Knuckles. Julian Barrett plays everyone's favourite Sonic the Hedgehog character, Jack Sinclair.
Wow. Do you know what? Actually, going back to last week's episode, the chat that we had after the episode, he would be amazing as some sort of historical character in the Three Body Problem series too.
Oh, he'd be so good. That is perfect. Perfect casting. I'd be all over that. There we go. Julian Barrett. Knuckles is going to be his American breakout role.
We can do it.
Just you watch. We can make this happen. So actually, he won't be... So he's not going to be... That'll be Julian Barrett's face. I thought for a second it's animated, but no, it's Idris Elba's voice in Knuckles.
Yeah, I think Idris will probably be one of very few animated characters in that show. The rest will be actual people.
Yeah. Perfect.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Would you like another film idea?
Yes, please.
How about this one from Nathan, Alex Jones's diary?
Okay. The first question is which Alex Jones, right?
It's not Alex Jones from The One Show. Deep, phenomenal host, deeply boring diary. Today, Alan Titchmarsh came on to talk about potted plants.
Yeah.
You know, it's the ramblings of lunatic broadcaster Alex Jones in the US.
Alex Jones's diary. Maybe it's like a Spotlight style investigative sort of film where they discover his diary and it proves that this is all just an act and he's doing it as a massive grift and it's going to sort of break the whole conspiracy theory scene wide open.
I'd love that. He would be, yeah, if he fell, that would be pretty major, wouldn't it?
Because
if he was exposed, if there were recordings of him being a normal person.
As part of a legal proceedings, not the big one where he got sued for nearly $1 million, a previous one, his lawyer did basically confess that it was a character.
Oh, he's the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
weird that the people I'm most aware of that having happened to in my life are him and Lorraine Kelly.
I mean, Lorraine did it for tax purposes.
The only times I've ever heard... Yeah, John, we know Lorraine did it for tax purposes. We know it's not because she's a mad conspiracy theorist. The only times I've ever heard of the defense in court being used that they are more the character of such a person is Alex Jones, awful, you know, enormous shock jock American, said some of the worst things imaginable on his... I don't even know what you'd call it. Like, is it like a live stream situation? Was he on TV at any point? I don't know. And also the TV daytime host, Lorraine Kelly.
That is nuts. I knew where you're going exactly with that because it's the exact same for me. And I'd bet you same for loads of the listeners. That is the only two examples of someone. Yeah,
they're their reference points.
That is.
I can't wait till we have to do it.
I like the idea that Lorraine had to say that she was a character because in real life she's so horrible. And on air she's so nice and people were like, how can this be? And she's like, well, it's just a character. I just play a nice person.
Exactly. You know, let me pay less tax. Good stuff. Well, hey, John, would you like a film idea from me?
Yes, please. Go for it.
How about this one from me? Russell and Hobbs and Shaw. Now, this is off the back of last week's episode when we talked about the fact that Russell Hobbs had got really into product placement in action films. Mm. They decided, enough's enough. We don't want to just be part of the film. We want to be the film.
How deep does the Russell Hobbs range go? That's what I need to know.
Well, I think in this, I think The Rock plays a toaster and Vin Diesel plays a kettle.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just like The Little Toaster That Could or whatever that was called.
It's kind of like that film about food, Sausage Party.
But it's action film.
But with kitchen utensils. But it's an action film based around kitchen utensils, yeah.
Well, I've got some good news. Air fryers. Russell Hobbs has
of course
got into
they
the
are.
Air fryer world. Slow cooker. We can have a slow cooker. Oh, there's an nice. Iron. Iron's easy violence, right?
Iron's perfect violence, absolutely. So these are all, maybe they don't voice the utensils. Maybe these are just, it's just a film based around the wielding of all of these utensils.
You know, like in films, there'll be a henchman will have his face dipped in either like a big fryer or, you know, boiling water. Mm-hmm, imagine mm-hmm. in the slow cooker and he's just like, just gets back out like, that was a bit warm.
Yeah. you lock him in a slow cooker for 24 hours.
You could air fry his hand.
You could air fry his hand. That's perfect.
Much healthier way to sort of get third degree burns.
So much better.
I love it, Joel. I love that
Hey,
idea.
John, what about one from you?
What about this one from me? Toad House. It's either Mario or it's Wind in the Willows Fight Club.
Wind in the Willows Fight Club. I like Wind in the Willows Fight Club. I was really obsessed with Toad as a kid. as a character, just a complete rogue, reckless guy, cruising around in his car, you know, can barely see over the wheel, living it up in Toad Hall. That man, I mean, you're supposed to root for like rats and stuff in that book. I was just, I was Toad the whole way.
And also,
Toad is the real hero.
And it's not out of character for Toad to sort of have a legal sort of animal fighting ring in his somewhere in his hall.
Absolutely not. He'd be all over it.
There we go. Yeah, perfect. Let's do that. Not Toad from Mario then. Let's do that one.
Not Toad from Mario. Toad from Mario is way too innocent to get involved in a blood sport that we know of. Right, John, if you had to pick a winner from today's movies, which would you pick and why?
Killers of the Howard Moon, because it meant that we got to talk about Julian Barrett for a bit.
Provide us with a lovely Julian Barrett loving, and we will see you after this bit of music. Hey John, well done.
Hello mate, we've recorded two in a row, so have you got anything else to talk about in terms of media?
A little bit of behind the curtain stuff. We recorded two in a row. Have I got anything I can recommend? I've been playing the video game Disco Elysium.
Yes.
That is a massively revered, brilliant game. It came out a few years ago, and I never got around to playing it, despite on sort of every podcast I listen to them saying it's one of the all-time great games. And it's fucking fantastic. Really deep sort of role-playing game. But not very long, I don't think. I think maybe it's like 20 to 30 hours. You're a you wake up as a grizzled sort of police detective who is suffering amnesia through drink and drug binge, and you're trying to piece together your life and a case that you're working on. It's really great, really great.
That's a bit like when I said a couple of weeks ago, turns out Portal was a good game. Joel and John recommend games that everyone else has said are amazing.
Yeah, look forward to my review of Half-Life next week. John, how about you?
Well, I don't have anything specific, but I just, now that they're finished, and I've mentioned them both already multiple times on here, but Guardians Black Box podcast is amazing. Mm-hmm. The whole way through, now that it's finished, and the same with Who Trolled Amber, which is the Tortoise one about the trolls during the Amber Heard Johnny Depp case. Both a brilliant podcast. Two sort of journalistic sort of investigation podcasts at their finest that have both come out in the last couple months. So if you're looking for something like that, top recommends.
I second that. Really good stuff. All right, John. Same time next week.
See
you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.